got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And here is Reach Radio. Welcome to the Reach Radio Show. This is the place for all the sweetest real estate news and money-saving tips. We offer home buying facts and community event info. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors say if you're looking for a place to call home, today's real estate market is open and ready for you. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. Toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, does the housing market favor buyers or sellers? Reggie Fagan is here to answer that question. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a story stranger than weird. It'll make you wonder why we even reported it. Stay tuned for that. And then on our Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder has discovered some sneaky scams that you should be aware of. Rick has his hammer in hand. Then our house segment presents Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, and he'll tell us how to stage your lawn to increase the value of your home. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And, of course, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Check out the website, www.reachforhousing.org, and click on the little blue bar up there that says Property Listings, and that'll get you in there. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. Here are the headlines. American builders broke ground on apartment complexes last month at the fastest pace in nearly 28 years, as developers are anticipating that recent job gains are going to launch a wave of renters. The 2015 hurricane season, of course, is underway, and Florida Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater issued a reminder yesterday encouraging Floridians to remember an often forgotten part of disaster preparedness, financial planning. Guilty pleas by more than three people have brought to 25 the number of another people convicted in a $64 million South Florida mortgage fraud scheme involving government-backed loans. And there was a nationwide poll to see where is the least satisfying place to be a renter. That number one place in the whole country out of 100 different cities is in South Florida. And I'll give you a hint. You still have to listen at the bottom of the hour, but I'll give you a hint what this city is. It starts with a Fort and ends with a Lauderdale.
No.
Yeah. Also, in the recent past, a lot of first-time homebuyers shied away from the market due to debt and stagnant wages. There have been a lot of adjustments that make it easier for first-time homebuyers to get into a home. And finally, average long-term mortgage rates fell this week, retreating from high levels from a year, but still they're very low historically. We have that plus our obligatory final story that makes you want to say, what?
Uh-oh. Okay, when we return, who's sitting in a tough guy seat? Bobby Byers or Peter Sellers? We have a financial expert in studio to answer that question. His name is Reggie Money. Well, according to real estate expert, the top 10 mistakes made by home buyers is not getting the right place.
Ain't got no home. I know place is wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, letting you in on a REACH Radio special. Are you done with renting? Do you want to eliminate your monthly rent payment? If that's your dream, you need to know about REACH's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is tomorrow, Sunday, July the 19th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at REACH's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is August the 16th. Now, if you're down in the Miami Kendall area, their next class is August 9th. And their first-time homebuyers workshop, the next one is September the 13th, so you're well set. Registration starts at 12:30 down here. The classes starts at 1 p.m. Now, there is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages. Now, I don't know what kind of food and beverages you get for $49, but it can't be bad. And if you didn't pre-register, you're covered. Just pay at the door. Folks, these classes fill up fast, and they are limited. So you don't want to find yourself standing in the corner wondering where your seat is. You want to call REACH and get registered. Directions and information for REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop is 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. And this first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you would like to qualify for government assistance. And as we all know, the definition of a first-time home buyer, someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 consecutive years.
This is REACH Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, our first guest has been labeled a financial genius and has spent the last 22 years convincing the experts that they were correct in their conclusion. Reggie Fagan, welcome to the REACH Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for taking your Saturday and come in here, right?
Anything for REACH.
Oh, that's right. Now, you've been in the financial business for 22 years. Is there anything you don't know? It'd be easier to say, what do you know? But, you know, you probably know everything, right?
Well, our business is continuously evolving, so you always learn something that keeps us sharp. That's right. Why we have continuing classes.
Right. You have to stay on top of that. Yeah. It's like the doctors, right? They have to continue their education, and things change, so...
That's right. I have to stay informed.
All right. Now, are you an A student? Or
I didn't expect to be graded today, but I'm good.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Well, listen, when somebody calls you an expert in the field, that means something.
It's so flattering.
Yeah. Well, you must know what you're doing, or they wouldn't call you an expert. And as we talked earlier, the most difficult thing about buying a house is the money.
Yes, having the initial down payment is always the most challenging for most folks. Mm-hmm. And so at REACH, they have the benefit of having down payment and closing cost assistance.
Right. How hard is it? It's easy to pick out a house, drive down the street. Oh, I like that one. I like that one. I like that one. That's the easy part. The toughest part is coming up with the money. And then the payments. So there's a lot of work that has to be done. Where do you get all that information from?
Well, first of all, meeting the client and finding out what is right for him or her is key. Asking the questions, the right questions, mm-hmm. income, mm-hmm. savings, of course, credit scores, and being aligned with a realtor who will show him or her the right home as desired.
Right.
So that's where we start in a nutshell.
Right. Well, when someone picks a house that's, let's just take some weird numbers. It's a $500,000 house and a guy makes $45,000 a year. That's not going to work, right?
It's not going to work. That's when we smile and say no.
You have to smile, right?
You smile and say no.
Yeah, well, see, if it were me, I'd be going, what were you thinking? You know, come on, let's get it done. And you know, that's what the REACH first-time homebuyer classes do. They teach you what to look for, how to arrange your financing, right? You teach those classes.
I do, and actually I'll be doing it tomorrow as well.
Fantastic.
It's pretty comprehensive. Mm-hmm. We take them from initial step of what to look for, help them understand the processes. After all, as the loan officer, I manage quite a few relationships. We have the appraisals, we have the title company, we have the inspections, and of course with the realtor. So it's a lot involved. Mm. We keep calm, but there's a lot happening in the background.
That's what it says on the back of your shirt, right? Keep calm and
stay calm and in control.
Stay calm and in control and buy my house.
That's correct.
Got it. Well, you know, that is a tough business. You know, I go to the dentist because he knows how to fix my teeth. You know, I go to the garage because he knows how to fix my car. What, I'm going to go out and buy my own house? There's a lot involved, especially when you get into the financing side of it.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. The mistake that people often make is not knowing what he or she is qualified for. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I come in, mm-hmm. asking all of the pertinent questions. As I mentioned before, income and savings and credit. And we go from there.
The most important thing is you don't have to be a genius to do this. That's why they rely on you. You're the genius. I said so earlier at the beginning.
Well, I usually say it's like a pilot flying a plane. There's a little turbulence. If the pilot panics, everybody panics.
That's right.
I manage them all. I keep them calm.
Ah, absolutely. Now, there's a lot of programs. Before we get into the mistakes that homebuyers make, there are a lot of programs available to people for down payment assistance, right?
There are several. Mm-hmm. However, I work closely with the Florida Bond Program, and this is where Rich comes in. Mm-hmm. I would like to say I can do them all, but we have to specialize. Again, you mentioned your doctor.
Right.
Your dentist cannot take care of your eye. So
That's exactly right.
I take care of them all.
Right. And we have programs in place. All right, let's take a look at some of the most popular mistakes that home buyers make. Number one, the biggest mistake they make is they don't make a budget. And we've been talking about that.
And this is where Rich comes in as well. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you help them understand is how to manage their income. Mm-hmm. You will find that there are people making lots of money, and because of bad habit or not knowing, do not manage it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Credit. Their credit suffer because they do not understand, you have to be responsible and take care of things on time, mm-hmm. or spend responsibly. So you're right. At Rich, this is one of the things that they pay attention to, and that is how to handle your money.
Yeah, not like our show producer Rick here. He got a bunch of money the other day. He said, pay the bills or go to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. He was in the Bahamas. I mean, he went. All right, the second biggest mistake they make is they choose the wrong mortgage. What in the world? How can you choose the wrong mortgage? I thought there was only one kind, money.
Well, when you meet a loan officer, a competent loan officer, he will present to you the many, it's a full array of different products. And while they all, in essence, do the same thing, not everybody qualifies for each one of them.
Okay.
So I can touch briefly with the Rich program, for example. Mm-hmm. We have the conventional loans, FHA, we have the VA loans. To get a conventional loan, the buyer must have a 680 credit score. So trying to go through a conventional loan with less than a 680 credit score is already a no-go. It's mm-hmm. basically like dead on arrival.
So we
have to know which one is applicable to each of those buyers.
Right. And by the way, just let me slip this in here, a shameful promotion. But, you know, Reach also has a credit repair course that you can go to, right?
Yes, and I'm very aware of it. This is true.
Exactly. All right, so make sure that you get the right mortgage, basically based – and your mortgage lender will help you navigate through those waters, right?
Yes, that's true.
All right. Okay, now, this one kind of puzzled me when I was looking at the list. It says that another big mistake is that they pick the wrong community. What? mean, when you're driving around, you go, this looks like a nice place. You buy the home, you come back later, and you go, wow, we made a mistake. It's the wrong community. How in the world do you do that?
Well, this is something, especially in Florida, where we have people moving into Florida. So you'll find someone who just moved up from up north and comes to Florida and sees a beautiful home, buys it, and not fully aware of what's happening in the community. However, we do not necessarily look at it as the wrong community.
Mm-hmm.
It's the buyer who may often have buyer's remorse. Again,
okay.
we help in every neighborhood.
Okay, well, that kind of goes along with this next one here, and it says that you bought the most expensive home on the block. Is that a bad thing?
Well, the conventional wisdom is you got to have an exit strategy.
Ah.
And what happens is your neighbor's home can affect the value of your house. And so if you are over...
Yeah, if you've got the most expensive house on the block, guess what? Everything's being judged by you.
Exactly.
And when it's your time to sell, who do they go to? The lower guys on the block, and you can't get what you want.
That's
okay, that makes a lot of sense. Thanks for clearing that up. All right, now, the other one is, there's a few more, but the next one is, they used a bad real estate agent.
Well, this one tickles me. We are in the people business, and a bad real estate agent is really someone who does not take care of the buyer's needs.
Mm.
I try to be passionate about what I do. You provide a full service. Picking a real estate agent is really having a relationship with this person who understands, listens to your needs and concerns, and acts accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, you'll never pick the wrong agent.
Yeah, if they do that, right? If you pick the agent that's just looking to make a quick buck and get out of there, guess what? You got the wrong guy.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're speaking with Reggie Fagan. He is a financial expert and has been in the business for more than 22 years. We have to take a little break. You mind hanging out through the break?
Well,
we appreciate that. All right. After the break, how to overcome the fascinating finance blues. More with Reggie Fagan and company. If he offered you a down payment assistance program, would you take it? Or would you say, man, there's no way he's going to help me? Well, Reggie's coming right back. You can ask him. Here we go.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know phase wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. We have been speaking with Reggie Fagan. He is one of the hardest working guys in the money business today. And I want to thank you for taking your Saturday and come by and sharing your knowledge base with us. So we talked about all the wrong things people do when they're buying a house. And we let out with down payment assistance programs. So REACH has a few. And I know that you work with REACH.
Correct.
So what do we got? FHA, HUD, HAMP, HARP, USDA, VA, and then I say, bingo! I must have got my ticket filled with all those acronyms there. So what's the best one for down payment assistance?
Well, down payment assistance goes to buyers, first-time home buyers. Mm-hmm. A first-time home buyer is someone who has not owned a home in the last 4 years.
Right.
We have two programs that we work with pretty often, although there are more. You have the FHA conventional, then we have VA and USDA.
Mm-hmm.
With the VA loans, we have special programs for those who've served and make it easier for them. But most of our market are looking at the FHA and conventional loans.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the basic differences. On the FHA is a government loan.
Right.
3.5% is what's required as a down payment. However, with the FHA, the seller can pay all of the closing costs, and with the down payment assistance provided by the bond program, which is at $7,500, a buyer can potentially walk into a home without having any cash of his own.
Wow.
So it makes it very, very attractive.
you hear that, folks? New cash. You know who to call, right? 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And tell them that you're looking for some of that down payment assistance. Tell them you heard Reggie talking about it on the radio, and they'll help you right out.
We must let them know that there are restrictions as well. Income restrictions.
Okay.
Say, for example, for a family of two, the household income can't exceed $75,095. Family of three plus, $78,360.
Okay.
And in every instance, the buyer must be a first-time home buyer.
Right. But we know the trick behind that. All you have to do is wait 3 years, right? And they redefine you as a first-time home buyer.
That's correct.
I mean, that's pretty good. And just to let you know, if you're a vet, no down payment.
No down payment.
All right. Correct. You can get in for zero down. We have a loyal listener, Lloyd, we call him. We never give out the last names, you know that. But Lloyd, our loyal listener, took advantage of that VA program, and he thought he didn't qualify. He said, oh, I've been out of the Army for so long, I don't qualify. But he did. And we got him into a house, and he's a happy guy. Speaking of getting people into houses, you just did that. You have somebody in studio with us right now, Kamarli. Welcome to the Reach Radio Show. You're a home buyer, right?
Yes, I'm a first-time home buyer.
Right. Is this three consecutive years or actually just your first home?
This is actually my first home. I moved from Jamaica like 4 years ago, so it was my first home.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. And right here. And who sold you that home? Somebody close by in the studio?
Somebody close by. I had the privilege of working with Reggie Fagan and his wife, Blossom, as Blossom was my realtor. So, you know, having those two persons with the kind of expertise that they come with, I mean, you can't go wrong.
And they led you through, I don't want to say, they held your hand, right? They walked you right through.
I think both held a hand. I must say that it's a good team. I went to the first-time home buyers class at Reach, and it's like 5-6 hours of intense information, because I am a person who always, you know, down for information. I thought I knew what it takes to buy a home. It was far from what I learned at Reach. So it was a learning
amazing
experience.
Right. Are you a millennial? Are you in that?
I'm just stepping out.
Well, you know, I attended a big seminar on millennials, and they say that the millennials are interested in one thing and one thing only, the facts. Don't sell me. Don't give me a story. Just give me the facts, and I'll take it from there. And that sounds like what you got to experience at Reach.
Yes. I must say they have a wonderful staff there. For first-time home buyers, it's the best place that you could go. I was qualified for the down payment assistance. I mean, it's been phenomenal.
Absolutely. And how's the new home?
It's coming on greatly. There's not a lot of work to be done inside the house, so that is really, really. For someone who is a first-time home buyer who has limited income, you know, Reach gets you into that kind of house where you don't have to do a lot of, you know, footwork in getting the place in tip-top shape.
Well, I don't want to say it's as easy as falling off a log, but pretty close.
It's pretty close.
Well, yeah. Well, you have folks like Reggie and his wife Blossom.
Right.
Oh boy, that's a team. And the Reach folks are there to take care of you. That's what we do.
Yes, that is definitely. And I would just like, before I even go, I'd like to say thanks to both Reggie, his wife, and the Reach team. Kenesha, she's been a good friend of mine. I must say thanks to Miss D. I cannot, you know, leave without saying thanks to the team at Reach for making my dream a reality.
You're so welcome. You know what they say about Miss D? We had a caller on here one time, and she says, you know, Miss D, you have a smart brain.
She does.
She does, doesn't she? Reggie, Blossom, thank you guys for coming in and spending your weekend with, or your Saturday with us anyway. It was fun, and we'll have to have you back again. Huh?
Oh, I'll be happy to help you anytime.
All right, great. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Rick Snyder has the rundown on life insurance scams and, of course, the scam of the week. And then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is here today to tell us how to landscape our home if we're ready to stage it for sale. And, of course, Reach's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Just go to www.reachforhousing.org, click on the property listings button, and take a look. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with a man who can gaze so far into the future that he can see the back of his head. It's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
All right, thank you, Alan. U.S. builders broke ground on apartment complexes last month at the fastest pace in nearly 28 years, as developers anticipate that recent job gains are going to launch a wave of renters. The Commerce Department said last Friday that housing starts in June climbed 9.8% to a seasonally adjusted rate of 1.17 million homes. All that growth came from a 28.6% surge in multifamily housing that put apartment construction at the highest rate since November of 1987. Starts for single-family homes went down just a little bit last month. The gains show what has been a sluggish construction sector, is now running on what you might call economic adrenaline. Strong job growth and rebounding economies have increased the number of buyers and renters that are searching for homes, while gradually rising mortgage rates have spurred homeowners to finally finalize those deals. Housing starts jumped by 35.3% in the Northeast because of apartments, while climbing about 13.5% in the South. Home construction did slump a little bit in the West and in the Midwest. I'm sure you're aware the 2015 hurricane season is underway now, and while Floridians have so far remained storm-free, natural disasters can strike at any time and without warning. Florida's chief financial officer, Jeff Atwater, issued a reminder this week encouraging Floridians to remember an often forgotten part of disaster preparedness, that is, financial planning. To help Floridians to keep their financial information organized for easy access during or after a storm, the Florida Department of Financial Services prepared an Emergency Financial Preparedness Toolkit. It's a PDF version of the toolkit, and it's available online. This toolkit contains simple tips like keep a photo or a video log of all your possessions on a thumb drive, but more importantly, it provides a space to keep track of account information. You can find that on the Florida Chief Financial Officer's website, which is myfloridaacfo.com. That's myfloridaacfo.com. Guilty pleas by three more people have brought to 25 the number convicted in a $64 million South Florida mortgage fraud scheme involving government-backed loans. Prosecutors said on Tuesday that 57-year-old Hector Hernandez, 62-year-old Aida Fonteo, and 58-year-old Olga Hernandez pleaded guilty to wire fraud conspiracy involving a financial institution. That charge carries a potential 30-year prison sentence. The case revolves around Great Country Mortgage Bankers, which prosecutors say specialized in Federal Housing Administration loans targeted at first-time and low-income buyers and those with poor credit. Evidence shows the company falsified documents to get the FHA loans and then sold them at a profit and paid borrowers cash kickbacks. If loans foreclosed, the government had to pay the balance. Fort Lauderdale is among the least satisfying places to live for renters, according to a recent poll. In fact, Fort Lauderdale residents gave the city a D grade overall. Out of 100 cities, Fort Lauderdale ranked 86th, just above Detroit, the Bronx, Baltimore, and Philadelphia. Also, Jersey City and Rochester were pretty low on their list. The survey, conducted by ApartmentList.com, evaluated 100 cities all across the country to figure out where renters were most satisfied and why. The Apartment List survey was conducted in seven other Florida cities, including Miami, West Palm, Tampa, Orlando, Hollywood, and, of course, Fort Lauderdale. West Palm Beach earned an A-minus grade, while Jacksonville got a B. Miami and Tampa both earned Cs. Fort Lauderdale and St. Petersburg both got Ds in this survey. And a new report says that it's more affordable to buy a home than to rent in South Florida. The report released last week by the research firm RealtyTrack ranked Miami-Dade and Broward among the nation's top areas where it's more affordable to actually buy a three-bedroom home than it is to rent one. The report says that rents have skyrocketed in South Florida, while interest rates remain somewhat lower for home buyers. It's at about 4.9% right now. Other counties where it was more affordable to buy than to rent: Detroit, Las Vegas, San Bernardino, California. In the recent past, a lot of first-time homebuyers shied away from the market due to debt and stagnant wages. But new research released by TD Banks indicates that nearly one in five potential first-time homebuyers are actively looking. Nearly two-thirds would like to provide a sizable down payment of 20% or more. Now, the TD Bank First-Time Homebuyer Pulse found that 62% of potential first-time homebuyers think they will purchase a home within the next 2 years. Among millennials, it rises to 67%. When asked what is preventing them from purchasing their first home, respondents most often said, money for a down payment. And, of course, they have existing debt they need to pay down as well. At first, a strange car caught her eye when Emily Valeri pulled up to her Wellington Shores driveway property last Saturday. When she walked up to the front door, she noticed an open window. According to Ms. Valeri, when she and her husband walked in, they found a family they'd never seen before. Inside, cooking dinner. She said the house is one of a number of properties that they purchased in order to flip. When she checked in our investment, she was shocked to find a man, a woman, and two kids making a meal. She said, quote, using my pots and pans. Neighbor Brad Davis said that Palm Beach County Sheriff's cars lined the residential street. Deputies swarmed the property. The man inside took off. A PBSO spokesman said that deputies later arrested a man named Michael Pardon. A neighbor, he said that he'd seen Pardon and a woman and two kids between the ages of 7 and 12 on the street for weeks. He watched them coming and going from the house, never suspecting that it wasn't their house. They were also driving a car with New York plates. The car, by the way, was stolen. Mr. Pardon is now in jail for trespassing and for auto theft. And that, my friends, is the news, such
now,
as it
now,
is.
Now, let me see. Did they use their own food?
It doesn't say. That's a very good question.
I wonder.
But they were using Mrs. Willary's pots and pans. Yeah, the nerve.
Yeah, when he got caught, he probably said, oh, pardon me.
Oh.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay. It's time to hammer the scammer because they're out there. We must be aware. This week's segment brought to you by Reach Security Systems. They secure your property like it was theirs because it probably is. No. No, not really. There's no Reach Security Company. Just kidding around, folks. All right, Rick, what do we got on the scammer block this week?
Well, we have our scam alert of the week.
Okay.
This comes from scambusters.org. You may have read recently about hackers gaining access to more than 100,000 taxpayer accounts held by the IRS, which could be used for future identity theft. If you're wondering if you were one of the victims the IRS didn't contact to tell you, then you're unlikely to have been a victim. And if you were a victim, sorry about that, the IRS is offering free credit monitoring and has pledged to close monitor tax returns in victims' names in future years. Here's the important part. IRS notifications will come by letter, not by phone or email,
right,
and will never request personal confidential information. Watch out for scammers trying to catch you by posing as the IRS and asking for confidential information.
Now, you say that's free credit counseling?
Correct, from the IRS.
Okay, well, let's set the record straight. It's not free. The taxpayers are going to pay for it. So the taxpayers are going to pay for the crediting monitoring because someone hacked in to the IRS. Have I about got that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go on.
Okay. by the way, my wife got a call this week from the IRS, a call, and they said, you're next. We're suing you for back taxes, which we know is not true. And
no, you're just saying that.
No. Okay. Oh, no. They said, call back on this number. And she hung up. Yeah. I wish she had written the number down. They will never ask you to call back.
Right.
They will not ask you through email or phone calls for personal information. You will be contacted by the IRS only in a snail mail letter.
Right.
Now, we have an insurance scam that is making the rounds. It's hard to read. Scammers are playing a cruel trick on widows and widowers by claiming their deceased partner had a life insurance policy that promises to pay out a large benefit. The crooks claim to be from an insurance company or even Social Security and tell victims their partner was behind on the premium payments, but if they make up the shortfall, they'll get the full insurance payout. Usually the payout, $40,000, $50,000. The scammer will then say, we need the $2,000 or $2,500 for unpaid premiums we'll send right out. They want the money wired or located or loaded onto a prepaid debit card, usually, by the way, the first telltale sign of a scam. And sadly, the life insurance policy ain't there, does not exist. The scammers, by the way, get their information by combing newspaper obituary notices. They can collect lots of information from internet searches as well. They'll put together a pretty convincing story that includes details where the deceased worker worked and suggests they may have gotten that insurance policy via a past employer or to a club to which they belonged.
You know, it makes you wonder where they get these ideas from. And if you remember, and I can't pull the year out of my head right here, but the movie Paper Moon with Ryan O'Neill and his daughter, he was a con man. And he went through the obituaries and picked out people who had just died and then knocked on the widow's door and said, you know, your husband ordered this Bible before he died, and it's only $80.
These attacks, Alan, come at the most vulnerable time for victims. Newly widowed people are usually suffering a considerable amount of stress. They may not be thinking straight. They may be under financial pressure, and they can be more easily fooled into falling for this cruel trick. People who have been widowed for some time are not immune from these scams either. People will research older obituaries and come after you at that point.
See, it doesn't matter if your data's out there and people know about it. Don't worry about it. You didn't do anything wrong. You'll be all right.
Scammers have been known to ask their victims to send a copy of a death certificate or other documents to a P.O. box number, supposedly for confirmation. You know, we say this every week. Do not ever give personal information on the phone or through an email. Don't click on a link you don't recognize or a link that comes to you from, let's say, your bank.
All right. And unless you feel frisky, then you could just give them all the wrong information.
That's frisky.
That might be fun. That's
pretty frisky.
That might be fun.
We have time for another one here. Twisting scam, it's called.
A what?
A twisting scam. No, not what you're thinking of. Right. You're thinking of Chubby Checker's twist. This is a widespread life insurance scam reported by NASDAQ. It's called twisting. It involves insurance brokers or agents converting clients' existing annuity policies into another annuity with a different company. The agent reaps a high commission from the new company, while the revised annuity may not offer benefits that are as good as the original policies or may not even be accessible for up to 15 more years.
How do I understand this again? What is it?
The agent buys a new annuity without your knowledge because they're going to make a big commission on it.
Right.
It may not be accessible in terms of getting your money out for 15 years. The benefits may not be as good as your original annuity purchase. To avoid the scam, make sure your broker or financial advisor is trustworthy, someone you know that you've done business with, that's been recommended to you by friends or relatives. Always be wary about trading or exchanging annuity policies. Your untrustworthy broker, and I'm sure they're out there, although I don't know any, may tell you, here's a new annuity, much better than the one you have.
Right.
They are going to make a big commission on rolling this annuity from your original to their new one. Very, very risky.
Does this work just with annuities, or would a whole life policy also be affected?
Well, this is a twisting scam that talks specifically to annuities.
Okay. A whole life is probably a whole different story. There's funds that are in escrow and all that stuff. So probably harder to do that.
Just remember,
so when you hear the word annuity, folks, that's where the red flags
are. Yes.
Come.
Don't give out your information to a link that you're not familiar with, to a phone call. We're being sued. My wife was going to be sued by the IRS. Fortunately, we have been discussing scams for several months now, and we know you don't give this information on the phone. You just don't do it. Watch your step, because
we had that guy call in last week, Bob. That had a phone call saying, you're going to be served papers and you're going to court, but if you pay us now, we'll stop that action. See how it works, folks? If you pay now,
you don't even have to send any money. Yeah. Just buy a prepaid debit card.
I wonder if you have to pay separate shipping and handling if you want to do it twice.
Probably.
All right. We'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. A hat tip to the baseball fan sitting in the grandstand who said, I saw the ball coming at me and kept getting bigger and bigger and even bigger. It finally hit me. Okay. All right. We'd like to say hi to Frank DeVilio. He's listening in today. And we also want to pay a special tribute to Marissa, our sound engineer. Hi, Marissa. She's doing such a great job in there. She keeps her fingers on the buttons. And, you know, you don't work at the nuclear facility. You always have your fingers on the buttons. She does a great job. We also want to encourage you to check out the show website at www.reachradioshow.com. You can listen to this week's show again, or the show archives, or, you know, all the past shows and everything like that.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into Our House. This week's segment brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak here with a way to stage your for sale home. Carlton, thanks for checking in today.
Yeah, we're doing this with you now.
Oh, we're having fun in the sun down in South Florida and soaking up every second of it because we love it. Hey, you know, last week we talked about keeping your summer grass green and how to put the right chemicals on it to make that happen. And you happened to mention spray painting your grass. That got the Reach staffers thinking, and we thought, what a great way to stage your landscaping for your for sale home. Obviously, we don't take green paint, right? It's something else.
Well, one of your plants must be green, so, you know, you get through, Ralph. Come on.
So what is it, like a dye? Where do you get that?
Yeah, you can get it at supply stores and stuff. That's good for the lawn. You know, this time of year you can usually get through it and get it green with some iron and some minor nutrients like I was speaking about last week. But if you want to spruce up the landscaping and get that looking sharp without spending a whole lot of money, get it trimmed up nice and tight, make it look good, throw a little bit of mulch in the beds. It doesn't have to be a thick mulch layer and re-mulch, if you will.
Yeah, mulch is inexpensive, right?
Yeah, and just put a top coat on there so it looks nice and fresh. Go to a flea market, buy a couple of decorative pots, set them out there and some focal points and, you know, put some annual flowers in there. Just make it look pretty, and you know, it'll add a lot of value for not a lot of bucks.
It's like putting a tuxedo on your house, right? You're going to dress it up to sell it? You might as well make it look great.
Yeah, you know.
And you said the flea market, that's key. I guess no one rents plants, right? You wouldn't want to do that. I mean, you want to make the house look a little bit better, you put some fresh plants in there, and that's a great idea with the mulch. When you see fresh mulch in there, really makes the house look great. And it'll probably increase the value of your home, right?
Yeah, it will, and it's like I said, it doesn't have to be a full remulch. All you got to do is just put a top coat on there, or probably about 25% of the amount of mulch you really would need to remulch. So that's going to keep the cost down. If you got a back patio and you're going to be moving, that's why your house is on the market. Go buy some nice new furniture now. Yeah, you're going to have to move it, but when somebody's there looking at the house, they see the livability of that patio now with your nice new furniture that won't be there when you leave.
Well, you know, we also, we talked about staging your house a few months ago. We had to do that again, by the way. That was a good segment. And we talked about actually going out and renting furniture. And that way, when you're ready to move, you sold the house, everything looks great, you just call the rental company and say, come get your furniture, and you're off to the races. But how do we do that with landscaping? I want to go back to this painting your lawn for a second. I mean, when you walk into the box store, what do you? I want to paint my lawn. They're going to send you back to the paint department. What are we asking for when we do that?
Well, you're probably going to need to go to a place more like John Deere Landscapes and get something with some pigment in it that's going to last.
Right.
Most of the box stores and stuff are not going to have anything real good that's going to last more than just a tracker dye, and that's going to only work until the next irrigation cycle. Really, it's just kind of dyeing it so you know where you have and have not sprayed. But if you got about 3 weeks to get it ready, you know, putting the nutrients on it that the lawn needs is going to cost you about the same as doing the dye, and the plant ultimately will be much more thankful for that.
Absolutely. You know, I was going to get around to that. You know, you could go through the trouble of spraying the grass and making it look great for a little while, but it'd be better just to put the correct chemicals on it and make the grass green all on its own, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In the long run, that would be better for you and the buyer of the home.
And it's almost the same price to do it that way, right?
Yeah, because that dye like that can get pretty expensive, upwards around $100 a gallon.
Wow. And that won't hurt my dog, will it, or my cat?
Might change its color.
Honey, the dog's green. That's all right. When he gets a little more experience, he won't be green anymore because he won't go out there. Well, that's pretty darn good advice, and I like the idea. Go to the flea market and find a couple of big pots or something like that, some of those clay pots and everything.
You can go to the box stores, but you're going to pay about $30 to $50 for a nice big pot, where if you go to the flea market or something, you might find something kind of secondhand that's nice that'll draw some attention to the eye and might only cost you $5 or $10. When you're buying pots, you want to try to save as much money as you can.
Well, I try to live by that philosophy, too. Whenever I buy pot, I try to keep it as low as I try and keep it as low as I can. I like those big Mexican clay pots. They're just absolutely gorgeous. But like you said, the box stores, the last time I looked at the one that I really wanted, it was like $150. I mean, they're pretty big. All right, Carlton, you are the man. Thank you so much for checking us out. And JohnDeereLandscapes.com. JohnDeereLandscapes.com is the place to go. If you don't like what the big box stores have to offer, these guys are specialists, and they'll tell it to you straight as an arrow. Thanks, Carlton.
Thank you.
Okay, when we return, you need a home? We have some. And most of them are more affordable than you think. Interest rates are still low. If it sounds too good to be true, then take one more step by calling 855-48-REACH and find out for yourself.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your ever-loving and thoughtful housing heffy. That's pretty bad, right? Hey, I've got a special message for you future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you know you must complete certain HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for their assistance. And you can also receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. All you have to do is take the workshop. That's pretty simple. Call REACH counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, it's even better than you think. 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. REACH offers a comprehensive credit management workshop. We talked about that earlier. If your credit score is a little less than that 680 required to get the conventional loan, well, you might want to check out REACH's credit management workshop. They'll teach you how to deal with real credit issues and get you back on a sound credit track. REACH also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling. Free. Let's just get that word one more time. Free from charge. And our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. REACH counselors know exactly what the banks want before they ask for it. And that's because they work with government agencies that make the rules. Remember a couple of weeks ago we had Simone Griffin on the show from Washington, D.C. They're the ones that make the rules, and we work directly with them. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. The number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224, same number, same game. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. That was sweet. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000. Good news, everyone. Reach properties are online and doing fine. This is a very smart way to shop. Several listeners have purchased homes by, you heard one here just a few moments ago that purchased a home through our Reach archives there. And you remember Lloyd, our loyal listener, he also purchased a home by going to the Reach archives there. All of the listings are there. If you go to the website at www.reach4housing.org, that's Reach, the number 4, housing.org, and click on the Property Listings tab. It's in the blue menu bar right at the top of the page there. And there's also a search block on the side of the screen that allows you to search for properties based on price, location, the number of bedrooms, color, whatever you want that's in the search bar there, and take a look at it. It's safe and easy to use. I don't know how it would be dangerous. Maybe you buy too many houses, right? But it's easy to use. It's www.reachforhousing.org. And when your browser has safely landed, click on that property listings bar. It's on the blue menu bar at the top of the screen there. And that's where all the Spotlight Homes of the Week rest. And the segment is brought to you again by Pat Tracy and Associates. Pat reminds you that home ownership is within your reach. So reach for the dream in 2015. Become a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy right now, 561-351-8000. I'm not kidding. Pick up the phone. Call her right now, 561-351-8000. She'll answer. She has to.
She has answered.
That phone is attached to her.
Remember that day she was going to be a guest on the show?
Oh, yeah.
We hit the number, and she didn't call us.
Yeah.
She was on the phone with someone that heard Alan give the number and bought a house.
That's right. Yeah, it works. And we just like to aggravate her. Call her right now. 561-351-8000. Really, pick up the phone, call her right now, and just say hi and see what she has to offer. She is probably one of the smartest ladies in real estate today. And put this whole Reach organization together, and she's done a fantastic job with it. She's been helping out home purchasers, I guess. I was going to say low to moderate income families, but no, she helps them all. She does a great job. Steve, you take a look at the houses all the time.
There's one thing I want to point out.
Yeah.
You mentioned on the website the Spotlight Homes of the Week
right.
are all there.
Right.
There are lots of them that aren't there because they didn't make the spotlight.
Right.
There was one in Pembroke Pines that we closed on not long ago, I think day before yesterday, and it never made it to the website because it was gone like that.
Yeah.
So don't assume that's all of them. If you're looking for a house, call Pat at 351-8000, 561-351-8000. Look at the ones that are there. Maybe there's one there that's perfect for you, but if there's not, just know that's not all of them.
Right, yeah, give Pat a call. All right, well, that's about all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We'd like to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great. We enjoyed Reggie and his first-time home buyer. A special shout-out to all the future home buyers. Don't miss out. Reach out. And attention, realtors. That's you if you're a realtor. If you missed our last red carpet realtor event, remember the next one's coming up this July 30th. It's at the Reach headquarters in Palm Beach Gardens. More new programs, new opportunities. Check out the show website at www.reachradioshow.com. See you next week, live from noon to one.
Ain't got no home. I know phase is wrong. I'm a lonely boy.